Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Pop Console Podcast. I am your host. My name is Jacob. Today I'm going to talk about dreams. Ow, I can't twist that off. Hurt my hand. That beer's been sitting out, and it doesn't taste all that good. Ugh. Don't drink and drive, because you're a dumbass. Okay. Welcome to this week's episode. Like I said, I want to talk about dreams. Now, Dreams is a game made by Media Molecule. Media Molecule is famous for games such as Little Big Planet 1, 2, 3, the Vita version probably, and the PSP version. Now, I don't know if they may actually made these. Let's see. Media Molecule. Yeah, Little Big Planet 1, 2. Okay, so they did not do 3. That's what I thought. I did not think they did 3. I guess they did do 2, though. So they did Ragdoll Kung Fu, Little Big Planet, Little Big Planet 2, blah, 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 blah. Little Big Planet Karting, Tearaway Unfolded, which is just Tearaway on the Vita on the PS4, and Dreams. Little Big Planet 3 was made by, I believe, Sumo Digital. Because Sony owns it, so they were like, hey, can you make a different game while we continue to milk this? Yeah, Sumo Digital made Little Big Planet 3. No big deal on that. So, and if you listened to last week, you know Little Big Planet 1 is in my top 10 games of all time. So cute. Sackboy. You know, Sackboy and Sackgirl was our wedding topper. We had this artist mold a sack boy and a sack girl. I'm looking at it right now. I have a top hat and glasses and my tongue's out and she's just got, you know, a dress and hair and whatever. And it was our wedding topper. That's how much we liked that game. So their current game that they've made or they're making on PlayStation 4 is called Dreams. Dreams was announced at the PlayStation 4 reveal event, and they were like, yo, you know what excites us about the future of games? And everyone's like, what? And they were like, the PlayStation Move. And everyone said, huh? And then they showed some thing where they crafted something or something, and then people were like, what's the game? What's that about? And they were like, don't worry. It'll be awesome. Now, I was never worried because same thing happened with Little Big Planet 2. A lot of the events, they were showing how you could create your own games. And look, you can create a thing, and you can make a level, and you can create a character, like a thing moving on screen. You could do this and this and this. People are like, but where's the game? And they were like, don't, just chill out. We're going to make a fucking game. They did make a game. Campaign was amazing. You know, it's a platformer. You had a good time. What was the story? I don't fucking know. But it doesn't matter. It was fun. The music was good. Sackboy's adorable. You know, what's not to love? So they announced the Dreams game. And I'm like, don't really care what you do. I'll probably buy it. You can, I mean, it doesn't matter. And then they were like, oh, the spade is coming. And then I was like, when is that happening again? The spade is coming. What? I eventually unfollowed him on Twitter because I was like, I can't hear about this game anymore. I just, when it's out, I'll buy it. Just give me the game. Well, they released recently a early access for $30. You sign up in early access. There's no game to play. There's no campaign created because it is an early access game. You can, however, create your own dreams. You can create characters, and you can create levels and stories and what have you. And you can play other people's. But there is no Media Molecule campaign yet. And that's what I'm kind of waiting on. Now, I really do want it. Now, if I was to pay $30 and then they were like, and now you can get the game, the full game for $30 more, I would be into that. But I don't want to pay $30 to create. There's so many games I'm playing right now or I haven't played. I just don't know if I have time to learn shit. But I do think it's cool. Now, I have listened to a couple of opinions on this. As you know, I'm a avid follower of Sacred Symbols, a PlayStation podcast, and they're usually pretty hard on the game. But I think maybe justifiably, this game, basically, I just wanted to talk about, like, I want this game to do well. Sony owns this company. And let's see. Tearaway on Vita came out in 2013. It's been 7 years since a new game. Now, Tearaway Unfolded came out on PS4. That's not necessarily a new game. It's a port. Excuse me. And they probably didn't even do the port. So they've been working on this game for 7 years. And I do think they need to get it right. The issue is, and I think everyone there knows, and Sony probably knows, I'm sure they're smarter than me, the issue is that when this game drops, it could be the coolest fucking thing on the planet. The campaign could be so good, like, you know, like a Little Big Planet game, and the tools could be amazing, and you could create all these cool things. But if nobody buys it, then they're fucked. You have that's the unfortunate reality of business. There's two things that could happen. I mean, they could bomb this game, and Sony goes, "Well, fuck it. We have so much money. Who cares? Go make a different game." Or, you know, they could say, "You didn't make enough money. We're tired of this. It took 7 years and nobody bought it, so you're closed." And we already know what they did to the Drive Club developer. If you're a fan of this podcast, still salty about that. Every day. Every day I'm salty about that. We could have had a Drive Club too. Could have had... Anyway, yeah, so even my wife is interested in this. She sees it. She goes, "Oh, that was cool." I'm like, "Well, you gotta make the shit, though." She's like, "Oh, I'll make stuff." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Maybe. Hopefully." I would love to make something. I do not call myself an artist. I like art. I like to design things. I like taking things that other people made. And I really like layouts. I like laying things out in a visually pleasing manner. I'm not going to pick up a pencil and draw something. That's never going to happen. I can't fucking paint. I think I've told this story before, but I was in some art classes in college. And the fucking professor was like, "Oh, you're going to paint this cool ass thing. And it's going to be great." And I painted it. And at the end, he was like, "See, you could do it." I was like, "I didn't fucking do it. You did." I was like, "You basically painted that for me." I was like, "I couldn't start that and do it again. Could I learn? I guess." It's fucking too lazy, I guess. But yes, dreams. I would love to create something in dreams. I would love to create anything. It doesn't have to be games. That is where I'm still on the side of I'm pro dreams. I think the entire, like, if even if Media Molecule didn't make a campaign. Like, okay, it's like Mario Maker's got, you know, you can make whatever you want, but they have 100 levels made by Nintendo. So even if you don't make anything ever, you just bought a Mario game with 100 levels, so you can't really fucking complain there. This, even if they didn't have any Media Molecule levels, if there's a community based around it and they make levels and people enjoy it, then that's really all that matters. Ideally. If you have fun with a game, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. I mean, even if the game sucks ass, any game, it doesn't matter, whatever. And there's people who are playing it and like, yeah, this sucks, but it's fun to play. Well, that accomplished a goal then. You're having fun. I just worry that if you're not going to make the money, how are you going to sustain your business? That worries me because I love Media Molecule. Now, I don't think I bought Little Big Planet 2. I think my wife did. After Little Big Planet 1, I did kind of get off the track. I got overwhelmed, I think, with the amount of stuff that was thrown at, because I wanted to make more levels and do cool. I was like, I can't learn. I don't want to spend time doing this. But I think she bought it. We do have Little Big Planet Karting. I bought Tearaway on Vita. I never finished it. I don't know why. It's whatever. So I support this developer, and I love, I mean, I don't want to see Sony shut this studio down. That's the last thing I want to see. And, you know, Colin over at Sacred Symbols, Colin's Last Stand, he's like, I would rather them make a game. Like, don't build any tool. Just make the game. Make a game. It would be cool. I would like to see the next game they do, you know, God willing, they fucking stay open to do that. Just make something that I want to play. Well, I guess they fucking did that with Tearaway, though. But even that had this, like, component, this other create component. And I get it. They're really fucking creative, and they want other people to create. I understand. But I need them to make some cash, I think. You know, I think it's really incredible what they do at that studio. Like, they are not just making the game. They're making the tools for you to make the game. And they've done it in almost every game. Not karting and not Tearaway per se, but I can't even fucking imagine the amount of work that goes into. They built a game engine for the PS4 that other people can use, and then they are building levels with that engine. Like, that's wild. And I definitely applaud that. I just think, and I don't want them to release the game and it's not ready and then it's a fucking nightmare and then nobody buys it anyway, but man, I'm just worried a bit about them. And I don't know. I am thinking, though, about dropping the $30 on it, jumping in. I have Move controllers. I think it's VR. I'm not sure if it's VR or not. Yeah, I don't know. I'm rooting for them, and I'm very interested in the game, but we'll see. Yeah, I just wanted to speak about that this week. Whoa, this fucking computer. Let me tell you what. Oh, my Lord. This is a... Ooh, it's making me angry. So I don't know. If you want to talk to me about dreams, you can find me on Twitter. It's at PopConJacob. That's PopConJacob. I appreciate you listening to this. I know it's short, but your time's important, correct? Okay, good. Go play some video games. See you next week. Thanks.